以低头同心默祷 ，Let us pray in silence。阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
In the name of Jesus, let us begin with our Sabbath morning worship。
好，我们请一起唱诗218首。
Let us sing hymn 218。
我们一起祷告啊，求主耶稣带领我们今天安息日的崇拜聚会。
Let's pray and ask God to guide today's Sabbath service。
啊，是我们每个人能够借着彼此分享的道理啊，能够在信仰上得到造就。
We can all be mutually edifying our faith through the sharing of the truth.
啊，借着从圣经上的学习，让我们明白神对我们所存的旨意。
And from teaching the Bible, know and understand the will of God to us.
啊，使我们能够啊，在信仰的道路上逐步前进，直啊到主的面前。
That we can progressively strive on forward until we reach the presence of our Lord.
我们一起同心啊，合一的祷告。
Let us.
哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
啊，很快哈，又是一个月啊，没有见到大家了哦。
Very swiftly, a month has passed without seeing each other.
啊，感谢主耶稣啊，在这个安息圣日啊，我们一同聚集啊，在这边一起学习圣经上的道理。
Nonetheless, with the grace of the Lord, we now gather together to learn the truth of the Bible.
啊，在一个信徒啊，在一个基督徒的生活当中哦。
In the life of a Christian.
啊，有三个非常重要的阶段或者是选择。
That's three very important stages or choices to make.
啊，一个是我们当我们啊还在学校的时候。
One is when we are still in school.
啊，在学校我们所教导啊所交往的朋友。
It is the friends that we have during our school years.
啊，这些朋友可能对我们的人格的塑成，对我们的事情的观念啊有直接的影响。
It should have a direct influence on the building of ourselves, of our notions of concepts.
啊，另外一个。是我们工作的选择。
The other choice concerns our careers.
啊，我们所选择的工作、所选择的职业以及事业的方向，会直接影响到我们人生的脚步。
The direction we pursue to do a living, the direction in which we want to build a career influences our steps in the future.
哦，啊，还有第三个选择，则是我们婚姻上的配偶。
And there's a third choice to make a life, which is our partner in life.
啊，这三个选择当中最重要的啊，就是第三个。
Among the three that we mentioned, the third is the most important.
因为你在学校里所交的朋友，有一天他可能可以过去。
Because the friendship that you build at school one day might pass away.
而当你选择一个错误的职业，没有关系，可以换工作，从头开始。
When you have made a wrong career move, it is not the end of the world because you can have a career change.
啊，但是婚姻是一辈子的事情。
But as to marriage, it is forever.
而当你选择了你将来未来的配偶
，When you make your choice about your future spouse,
而这个配偶的选择是跟着你一辈子的事。
This choice carries on forever.
它不只是影响到你的生活
，and not only affects your life，
它不只是影响到你的家庭
，not only affects your family，
啊，更会直接影响到你的信仰
，but more it affects your faith directly。
啊，所以作为一个基督徒
，so as Christians，
我们每一个人对这个婚姻啊的选择都要额外的慎重
，we have to be absolutely placing much emphasis into the choice of our spouse。
啊，对我们婚姻的观念啊，婚姻的观念。更要有清楚的认识。
Moreover, we need to have a clear understanding what marriage is really about.
啊，因为我们明天呢、啊、有一场婚礼哦。
Because tomorrow we have a wedding.
啊，所以想要利用这个机会啊，跟大家一起分享一下啊这个婚姻上面的道理。
And it is my hope that through the sharing today, we can all learn about marriage.
啊，其实我原本准备的题目不是这一个哦。
Originally, this was not my sermon topic.
啊，我原本准备的题目是但以理书哈、哦、里面的一段哦。
Originally, it was a passage from the book of Daniel.
啊，那个题目哈、哦、啊叫做。如同狮子吼叫哦。
And the title was like a roaring lion.
啊，但是啊，后来想一想啊。
But then I thought about it.
啊，明天有一场婚礼，今天讲这个题目哦。
Given that tomorrow we have a wedding, we talk about this topic.
啊，会不会让人家误会啊
？Would there be any misunderstanding?
啊，我真的没有针对任何姐妹的意思啊。
It is not my intention to target this at any sister.
哦，所以想了一想啊，赶快把题目换掉啊。
So after thinking about it, I decided to change the topic for today.
啊，我们从圣经里面来看一看，有一对很好的夫妻。
From the Bible, let us see a very good couple.
啊，从这对夫妻身上，我们有许多可以做学习的。
And there's much we can learn from this couple.
啊，不只是给我们明天将要结婚的这一对。
Not only for those who are going to be wed tomorrow.
啊，更给我们所有的信徒，不管你是。年轻啊，未婚的还是已婚的
？But also for the believers, no matter if you are married or not.
啊，让我们对这个婚姻的圣经当中啊，婚姻的期待、婚姻的观念有一个正确的学习。
And this way, we can have an suitable learning in regards to our expectations and knowledge about marriage.
啊，我们看《使徒行传》的第十八章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传》的第十八章的第一节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 1.
《使徒行传》十八章第一节
，Acts chapter 18, verse 1。
第一节
Verse 1,
这是以后保罗离了雅典来到哥林多第二节
2,
遇见一个犹太人名叫雅居拉他身在本都因为革老丢命犹太人都离开罗马新进带着百基拉从意大利来保罗就投奔了他们第三节
3,
他们本是制造帐篷为业保罗因与他们同业就和他们同住做工第四节
4,
每逢安息日保罗在会堂里辩论劝化犹太人和希腊人那、啊、这里我们看到啊有一对夫妻 名叫百基拉跟雅居拉、哦、
Here we see a couple whose names are Aquila and Priscilla、
啊、这对夫妻啊在使徒行传里面占着非常重要的地位、啊、
In Acts they actually have a very important role、
啊、虽然他们只有提到几次而已哦
Well, they were mentioned merely a handful of times.
啊，但是每一次记载到他们啊，都有一些很特殊啊，值得我们效法学习的地方。
Every time they are mentioned, something remarkable is said about them.
那、啊、在这圣经当中记载到他们这几次哦。
Here the Bible mentions them three times.
很有趣的是，只要记载到这一对夫妻，两个人的名字一定一起出现啊。
Interestingly, whenever one is mentioned, the other is mentioned along.
哦，从来没有单独提到任何其中一个人。
There is never the mentioning of merely one of them.
哦，所以从这里我们看到啊，这一对夫妻啊，到哪里做什么都是一起的。
So from this very fact, we see that whenever this couple goes, they do things together.
哦，在圣经里面告诉我们哦。
And the Bible tells us.
他说婚姻是神所配合的。
Marriage is something God established.
所以人不可分开哦。
So man cannot set it apart.
哦，所以我们对婚姻的第一个观念啊。
Therefore, our first notion about marriage.
就是夫妻两个啊，要同进同出啊。
Is that husband and wife should go in and out together.
哦，所以啊，在啊啊在起初神设立婚姻的时候啊。
When God established marriage in the beginning.
在人所有的关系里面，神所最重视第一个设定的就是夫妻。
And in all family relationships, the most important, the first one established is husband and wife.
哦，神把夏娃带到亚当的面前。
God brought Eve before the presence of Adam.
使他们两个人成为一个。
So that two will become one.
哦，这就是婚姻的精神啊。
And this is the spirit of marriage.
哦，所以你看这个雅基拉跟百居拉哦。
So when we look at Aquila and Priscilla.
哦，这一对夫妻啊，不管到哪里，圣经只要记载，他们两个一定在一起啊。
No matter where they went, when the Bible records one of them, it also mentions the other one.
啊，在这里说啊，当革老丢的年间呢，他们必须要离开罗马。
Mentions here that during the time of Claudius, they had to leave Rome.
啊，这里说啊，当雅居拉必须要离开的时候啊。
And when Aquila had to depart.
这里说他的妻百基拉。带着跟着他一起走啊
The Bible mentions that Priscilla his wife followed along、
哦、所以啊今天作为一个属灵的、啊、这个有信仰的配偶、哦、
So today as a husband and wife with a faith、
哦、他们不管环境怎么变化
No matter how the environment changed around、
啊、这个夫妻都能够一同同进同出
Husband and wife could always be together in all things
或许在罗马的生活比较好
Maybe their lifestyle was better in Rome
或许在罗马他们已经有建立他们的事业
Maybe in Rome they had already established their careers
或许在罗马他们已经有非常熟悉的环境
Maybe they were already acquainted with the environment in Rome.
但是今天当先生必须要离开了
But today when the husband had to depart.
啊，太太没有二话，马上就跟着一起走啊。
The wife without a second word went along.
这个叫做夫妻的精神啊。
This is what we call the spirit of husband and wife.
啊，我们今天常常人生当中常常需要做很多选择啊。
In this life there are many decisions to make.
有时候因为工作的关系
Sometimes because of our work environment.
因为生活环境的关系
Because of our living environment.
啊，所以我们必须要选择是要留着还是要离开。
We need to make a choice whether toStay or to leave.
那但是我们在这里看到这一对夫妻给我们的榜样。
But here when we see the example that Aquila and Priscilla leave us,
就是夫妻应该要在一起。
It's a husband and wife should always be together.
虽然可能会失去很多。
Although there might be a price to pay.
虽然可能要放弃舒适的生活。
Although we might need to leave behind our comfortable lifestyle.
但是我们这里看到百基拉一点都没有犹豫啊。
We say that Aquila did not doubt.
所以他们的名字一直都被记在一起。
And therefore their names are always recorded together.
所以我们常说啊，夫妻是一体啊。
We always say husband and wife are one.
两个人是一个人。
The two become one.
然后我们看一下阿摩斯书的第三章啊、哦。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 3.
阿摩斯书的第三章。
Amos chapter 3.
阿摩斯书第三章的第三节。
Amos chapter 3 verse 3.
阿摩斯书第三章第三节
Amos chapter 3 verse 3
那这里说两人若不同心岂能同行呢 那这里啊，先知阿摩斯告诉我们啊
，The prophet Amos here says，
一个两个人要一起同行啊
，That two need to walk together，
啊，必须要先学习同心啊
，And for that they need to be in one accord。
哦，所以亚基拉跟百基拉哈这一对夫妻啊
，As for Aquila and Priscilla，
啊，他们不管到哪里啊，都是一起出现的、啊、
，No matter where they went， they always showed up together，
因为他们认识到他们两个是一个
，Because they had the knowledge that they were actually one，
因为他们两个能够同心啊
，Because they could have one same agreement、
哦。我们今天很多夫妻啊，虽然生活在一起啊
，Today also many husband and wife live together。
名义上是夫妻
，On name they are husband and wife。
生活上是夫妻
，And their lives they live a husband and wife。
也住在一起啊
，They live in under the same roof、
啊。但是啊，他们没有同心啊
，But they do not have one same accord。
哇，每个人都很计较啊
，Each of them likes to argue。
哦，这是我的爸爸妈妈，那是你的爸爸妈妈。
That is your parents, these are my parents。
这是我赚的钱，那是你赚的钱。
It's the money I earned, that is the money you earned。
哦，这是我要买的东西，那是你要买的东西。
This is something I want to buy, that is what you want to buy。
哇，有的夫妻啊，家里每一样花费都是立得非常清楚啊。
Some families, expenses are clearly separately laid out。
你负责买菜，我负责付房租。
You take care of the groceries, I take care of the rent。
那这一笔钱是我的，那一笔钱是你的。
That some money is mine, that one belongs to you。
其实有时候啊，这种夫妻生活真的让人看不懂啊。
And sometimes, one is puzzled by such a scene。
哦，这个夫妻两个都已经生活在一起了。
Their husband and wife living together。
是夫妻，我可以把我一切都给你。
I can give you anything, of me。
我可以跟你住在一起。
I can live with you。
我可以跟你过夫妻生活。
And I can live a life of husband and wife with you。
我的身体属于你的。
And my body belongs to you。
啊，但是对不起，我的钱是我自己的。
But I'm sorry, my money is mine。
非常莫名其妙啊。
This is something very, very weird。
脑筋有问题啊。
This is something that someone might need to。
到底人生什么东西才是重要的
？What is the most important thing in life？
什么都可以给你，只有钱不可以给你。
I can give you everything and anything。
请问你的人生到底重点在哪里
？Let me ask you what is the most important thing in your life？
所以今天作为一个夫妻啊
，Today as husband and wife。
哦，作为夫妻啊，你要能够在生活当中同行。
We need to be able to walk together。
你要在信仰当中同行。
We need to be able to walk together。
你必须要先学会能够同行。
We need to be able to have one agreement first of all。
同心要怎么同心
？How then can we have same agreement the same goal？
你要先放下自我的坚持。
We need to lay aside our self determination。
没有你的，没有我的。
And there is no yours or mine。
只有我们的。
There's only ours。
所以有时候我看很多夫妻啊，生活真的很辛苦啊。
So、sometimes I see the husband and wife lead a very difficult life。
有时候真的啊，那个常常需要去解决一些很莫名其妙的夫妻的问题啊。
Sometimes I am tasked with resolving very strange marital problems。
让人觉得说啊，有时候对有些人来讲啊，婚姻啊，好像是一个噩梦一样啊。
So it seems that to many people, marriage must be like a nightmare。
为什么婚姻会像噩梦
？Why is it like a nightmare？
因为每个人都坚持我的方法。
Because everyone is individualistic, saying me, me and my method。
每个人都坚持我所要的。
It's a me, me and my way。
每个人都坚持我这是属于我的。
It is saying me, me and my thing。
所以因为两个人都很自私。
And because both are very selfish。
因为两个人都不愿意妥协。
And none of them is willing to compromise。
因为没有人愿意去想想对方真正的需要。
Because no one is willing to consider the needs of the other。
所以最后婚姻好像活在噩梦当中。
So in the end, marriage becomes a nightmare。
但是有看到有的夫妻不是这样子啊。
But then there is a different possibility。
你走进他家，你就觉得完全不一样。
When you walk into some families, the situation is completely
different。你看他们夫妻两个互动，你就觉得非常的温馨。
When you see the interaction between husband and wife, your heart is filled with warmth。
哦，虽然会彼此的欺负哦。
And although sometimes they fight with each other。
啊，但是啊，你可以感觉到当中的关系非常的甜蜜。
You can feel that the relationship is very sweet。
哦，这种婚姻关系才有意义啊，才有意思啊。
This is a marriage that has some meaning, that has some purpose。
哦，所以啊，夫妻要能够同行，要先同心。
Therefore, for the husband and wife to walk together, they need to have one same agreement。
要能够同心，要先放弃自己的固执。
In order to agree, they have to let go of their stubbornness。
要去学习看见别人。
They need to be able to take the other into consideration。
更要能够去体谅你的配偶。
And also be able to feel for one another。
这样子，不管你的人生走到哪里
，This way, no matter where we go，
圣经里面都会把你们的两个名字记在一起啊。
So I'll record both your names together。
啊，在这里啊，我们看这边啊，我们再看回来第十八章哦。
Let us return to Acts chapter 18。
第三节啊
，Verse 3。
十八章的第三节
，Exodus 18 verse 3。
啊，这里说他们本是制造帐篷为业啊。
For by occupation they were tent makers。
哦，所以在这里我们看到啊，亚居拉啊是盖帐篷，是做帐篷的。
So now we see that Aquila was a tent maker。
哦，这个帐篷啊，在当代做帐篷是一个 蛮好赚，有钱赚的职业啦。
At that time, we could say that tent making was a profitable endeavor.
是的，是有钱可以赚。
And true, there was a profit to be made.
但是这个工作非常非常的辛苦啊。
On the other hand, the job is very, very tough.
好，所以啊，他们要在很努力、付出很大的努力当中，才有办法赚到钱啊。
So they have to pay the price and work very hard in order to earn money.
哦啊，但是在这里讲说啊，他们夫妻啊是一同做工的啊。
Nonetheless, our sister, they work together.
好，所以我们看到啊，虽然工作非常辛苦，
although the work was very hard,
但是不管是先生或是太太，在维持这个家中都尽到自己的努力。
Be the husband, be the wife, they all strive their best in order to make a living for the family.
因为这个不是你的家，
because it's not your family,
也不是我的家，
it is neither my family.
这是我们的家，
it is our family.
所以今天一个婚姻要维持，
so today in order for a marriage to perpetrate,
今天一个家庭要被建立，
in order for a family to be established,
不是一个人的责任，
it is not about the responsibility of one person,
而是两个人都要一同的努力啊。
Both need to strive together.
所以虽然工作非常辛苦啊，
so even though the work was hard,
啊，但是百基拉没有说啊，这么辛苦你们男生做就好了。
Priscilla did not say that is so hard. Let men work alone.
雅居拉也没有讲说这种缝缝补补的东西是女人的工作。
Aquila did not say sewing is women's business.
他们两个一同做工，
but rather they work together,
并且能够一同维持他们的家庭的需要。
And together they strive to meet the needs of the family.
不管赚的是多是少，
no matter they had a large profit or small profit,
但是因为他们一起努力啦，
because they strive together,
为这个家里一同来付出，
because they all give the best to the family.
我们今天作为夫妻也是这样子啊。
Today, as husband and wife, we behave in the same manner.
因为这个家是我们共有的家，
because our family is something we share.
所以是共同要一起付出努力的。
It is something that we need to work towards together.
所以有的时候我们看到很多夫妻啊，是太太先生都一起上班。
We see in many situations husband and wife both work.
那这个不错。
This is not bad.
但是也不是一定要这样子啊。
But it doesn't have to be that way.
虽然这里讲说啊，这一对夫妻都一同做工啊。
Although the Bible records that Aquila and Priscilla work in the same trade.
但是啊，我们不能讲说夫妻一定要都去上班才是有在维持这个家。
We cannot say the husband and wife both need to work in order to contribute to the family.
有的先生就很奇怪啦。
So some husbands are very strange.
结完婚以后哦，
after they get married,
就开始逼太太啦。
Then they start to put pressure on the wife.
去赚钱。
Go and earn some money.
找工作。
Get a job.
把钱带回家。
And bring some bread home.
所以啊，有的夫妻为这种事一直吵架啊。
So for this, some husband and wife fight.
有的先生觉得说太太一定要上班。
Some husband feel that the wife should work.
要不然为什么凭什么要我一个人负责赚钱养这个家？
Otherwise, what is the justification for me being the sole bread earner?
所以啊，因为这样子，所以很多夫妻也相处得非常不好啊。
Because of this, some husband and wife don't have a good relationship.
但是我们要认识到一件事情啊。
But this is what we should know.
只负责去上班的人，不代表只有他在为这个家庭努力啊。
It is not only he or she who goes to work that is giving the family something.
只是因为你把钱带回家。
The fact that you bring home the money,
不代表说你是家里的老大啊。
It doesn't mean that you are the boss in the family.
更不代表你的太太懒惰啊。
It doesn't mean that your spouse is lazy.
有的先生说啊，你没有赚钱，你没有用啊。
Some husbands say if you don't have a job, you're useless.
所以我说什么你要听话啊。
So whatever I say becomes the law.
胡说八道啊。
And this is nonsense.
美国有一家研究机构做了一个调查。
Let us say there is an institute that made this research.
他说啊，如果把太太所有的工作把它请外面的人来做哦。
If all the work that a wife does is outsourced,
不管是整理家里、煮饭、洗衣服，还是带小孩
，For instance, taking care of the home, organizing, cleaning, cooking, or taking care of the kids.
他说，如果你把这些工作一年了，全部都请外面的人来做
，If you absolutely outsource everything that the wife does outside,
$180,000
and this is worth $180,000.
所以，如果你先生下次要讲太太之前啊
，So if you're the wife and your husband tells you about that,
你要讲得很大声说，我赚钱呢
，and boldly and loudly say.I did earn money.
你吃的饭都是我买回来，我的钱赚的。
Because all the food on the table was contributed by me.
你不要忘了，你欠你太太180,000啊。
Don't forget that you owe your wife $180,000 a year.
所以啊，今天夫妻关系啊，不要用这样子来衡量啊。
So let us not take this as the measurement of our relationship between husband and wife.
更不要因为啊，有谁上班，谁没有上班，在那里吵架啊。
No, let us fight because one works and the other one doesn't.
这是非常没有意义的事情。
This is something that is meaningless.
所以不管太太有没有上班或 今天有没有上班。
So no matter if the husband or the wife work or not.
如果两个能够好好的去商量。
If both of them can come to an agreement.
哦，如果有小孩。
If they have kids.
哦，照顾小孩是件非常辛苦的工作啊。
Taking care of kids is a very tough job.
所以很多人宁愿去上班，也不要照顾小孩啊。
So many children, many parents actually would rather work than take care of the kids.
所以今天照顾小孩非常的辛苦。
And today it is a very tough task to take care of the children.
哦，像我家有两个小孩，我就知道啦。
For instance, I have two of them. I should know.
有时候他们在外面好像天使一样啊。
Sometimes, before people, they are little angels.
我告诉你啊，有时候在家里好像噩梦啊。
But I tell you, they become nightmares at home sometimes.
尤其是他们开始闹啊、吵啊、吵架的时候啊。
Especially when they fight, when they throw tantrums and fits.
所以有时候当小孩开始吵架了啊。
So when children fight,
把家里闹得乱成一团。
They make the home become a chaotic scene.
我就会拿起我的包包。
And then I take my bag.
跟我太太说啊，我要去访问啊。
And I tell my husband, my wife, off I go to visitation.
我宁愿去访问看你们啊。
I'd rather go to visitation than with this.
我觉得你们比我的小孩乖多了。
Because I think that you are much well behaved than my children.
所以啊，如果今天啊，你在外面上班。
So if you work today.
你没有在家里看小孩。
If you do not take care of the children at home.
千万不要回家以后就开始批评谩骂啊。
Do not go home and start to rebuke.
为什么家里这么乱？
Why is the home such a mess?
为什么饭你还没有煮好？
Why is the food not ready?
啊，为什么玩具到处都是？
Why there are toys all over the place?
为什么你不来给我捶背？
Why is it that you don't give me a massage?
有时候啊，你换一换工作，你就知道了。
Sometimes put yourself in the shoes of others.
让你带小孩带一个月啊，你马上回去努力上班啊。
Try to take care of the kids for a month, and you will go rushing to the office again.
所以不管是谁在外工作
，So no matter who is a bread earner，
不管是谁在内照顾家里
，No matter who is taking care of the home，
都要学习彼此感谢啊。
Everyone needs to be able to be thankful for each other。
都要学习彼此体谅对方的辛苦啊。
It needs to be able to be sympathetic and comprehensive of the efforts of the other。
今天如果我们懂得彼此体谅啊
，Today we know how to be sympathetic for each other。
先生回到家里啊
，When the husband returns，
啊，虽然看到家里乱乱的
，Although he sees the home is not perfectly clean，
但是他知道啊，照顾小孩真的是不容易啊。
He knows he understands that taking care of the kids is not easy.
那他能够啊帮忙啊整理一下家里啊。
He's able to help and try to organize things a little.
啊，太太看到先生回来了。
When the wife sees the husband come home.
啊，知道先生啊一整天啊很辛苦啊，在外面工作啊很努力啊。
She knows that a day's work is very tough. That it is a tiring experience.
啊，家里乱乱的，饭还没有煮好，很不好意思。
She's a little embarrassed that she did not clear the home properly and nor have dinner ready.
先帮先生啊泡杯茶，拿点小。点心
，she can give the husband some snack and some tea
啊，给他一个报纸，他就不会吵了。
And give him a newspaper so that he shuts
up. 哎，就是这样子啊，互相的一点体谅。
This is how we can feel for each other and think about each other.
互相表达的一点重视、欣赏对方的付出。
Mutually show some admiration, some appreciation.
这种婚姻关系就会美。
And then marriage will become something beautiful.
啊，但是如果每个人只看到自己很辛苦
，But if everyone only sees their own work，
先生说：“哎、欸，我上班很辛苦、欸。”
哎 ，Someone says, "Hey, I'm tired. I spend a whole day at the office."
太太说：“嘿、hey, ，我工作我在照顾整理家里很辛苦、欸。”
哎 ，Wife says, "I take care of the kids. This is very tough too."
那这种婚姻啊，就好像活在噩梦当中啊。
And、then this marriage is a living in a nightmare.
哦，所以你看这对夫妻啊。不管工作有多么困难多么辛苦他们是一同面对的
So for Aquila and Priscilla No matter how hard the work became They all face it together
能够彼此做到自己能做的使这个家得以建立
They tried their best Their very best They're all So that the family could be established
变成圣经当中特别记载的一对模范夫妻啊
And thus it become a model couple In the Bible for everyone to learn
我们看回来使徒行传第十八章
Let us return to Acts chapter 18
使徒行传第十八章
Acts chapter 18
第三节
Verse 3.
那这里说保罗就投奔了他们、哦啊、他们本是制造帐篷为业保罗因与他们同业就和他们同住做工、哦、那这里我们看到、保罗、跑去这一对夫妻的家里、
This is here that Paul came to the house of Aquila and Priscilla
那在这里、这一对夫妻、就接纳了保罗
Aquila and Priscilla then received Paul into their home
他们一起做工
And they worked together
他们一起传道
And they preached together
他们甚至住在一起、
They even lived together、
所以在这里我们看到这一对夫妻有个很好的表现
So here we see something remarkable about this couple
就是他们愿意用爱心 去接待远人啊。
Which is that they are willing to show love to those who are strangers and passengers.
啊，但是这种工作其实并不容易啊。
And this job is actually not easy.
今天如果说有人要去住你家，
if today someone wants to stay at your house as a guest,
你总需要把家里整理一下吧。
At the very least, you need to tidy up your home a little.
哦，所以如果有任何信徒说，哎呀，传道，我去你家看看啊。
So if any member says, "Hey preacher, I'm going to your house to visit,"
请你至少三天以前告诉我啊。
Three days warning, please.
因为我家平常是不能看的啊。
Because the situation of my home is not actually palatable, ordinarily speaking.
如果有人要到你家，
and someone wants to come to your house,
你马上要开始整理啦。
You have to start to prepare your
home. 多少也要打扫一下啊。
At least clean up a little.
至少假装一下说平常家里还是蛮干净的啊。
At least pretend that you live in a decent environment.
那为什么？因为没有办法，因为家里就是这样。你有人有客人要来，你总是要整理一下啦。
Well, because that's how it works. When we have a guest, you have to sort of tidy up a little.
如果客人来要吃个饭就走，那还没什么关系啊。
If the guest comes for a meal and then they leave, then that is okay.
如果他要跟你住三天呢？
But if they come and stay for 3 days,
跟你住一个礼拜呢？
A whole week.
跟你住一个月，你要怎么办？
A whole month. What would you do?
啊，那有时候生活压力很大啊。
And then the pressure is on.
哦，所以啊，在这里我们看到啊，保罗住到这一对夫妻的家里啦。
Here we see that Paul lived in their house.
那他们就以爱心接纳保罗啊。
So lovingly they receive Paul.
哦，所以今天一对属灵的夫妻
，Today when it comes to a spiritual couple,
他们会学习用爱心去接纳有需要的人。
What they do is to receive those who need it with love.
那但是啊，这种接纳需要很大的努力哦。
Such love requires to pay a price.
尤其是要跟你住在一起耶。
Especially if someone wants to live in your house.
这个对太太来讲压力是特别大的。
To the wife, this is a great pressure.
有时候啊，有些先生很没良心啊。
Sometimes husbands are very free in the conscience.
哇，来呀来呀，都到我家来呀。
Everyone come to stay at my place.
来呀来呀，来玩呐，每个礼拜都来呀。
Come have fun at my place.
当然叫人家来，为什么从来不用你整理啊
？Of course you invite people to your house because you never tidy up.
你只会叫人家来。
You only invite people to come.
然后人家来的路上再打电话给你太太，哎，有人要来我们家。
And on your way home with your friends, you say, "Hey, there are friends coming along."
啊，家里整理整理啊，记得晚上煮一下。晚餐煮一下啊
！Prepare something to eat. Make sure the home is clean.
哦，有时候啊，这种事情是这种，为什么夫妻常常吵架
？So why should the husband and wife fight often?
因为先生啊，少了一颗体谅的心啊。
Because the husband is lacking some compassion.
因为啊，先生啊，从来没有体谅太太的辛苦啊。
Because the husband is never compassionate about the effort of the wife.
他叫得很容易啊，来呀来呀，通通来呀。
And it's easy to invite others to come home.
叫人家到你家，谁整理？
But who is it, the one who prepares a home?
说请人家吃饭，谁煮饭
？When you say come to eat at my place, then who is it that cooks?
吃完饭谁整理
？And after eating, who is it that cleans up?
谁洗碗
？Who does the dishes?
谁还要帮小孩洗澡，然后带他去睡觉
？And after that, who is it that take care of the kids and put them to sleep?
没有一项是你做的嘛
？You do nothing of this.
所以呀、啊，为什么夫妻会吵架
？So why is it the husband and wife fight?
就是先生很不体谅
，because the husband is not sympathetic.
哦，没有想到说你叫人家来一次，太太要多辛苦，太太要付出多大的努力啊
！You do not think that inviting someone to your home requires much effort and output from your wife.
哦，所以可不可以叫朋友来
？So can you invite friends to your house?
如果你回家帮忙整理
，If you go home first and help clean up.
如果你帮忙准备晚餐
，If you help cook dinner.
如果太太大家朋友走了以后，太太弄小孩的睡觉的时候，你去洗碗
，If after everyone leaves and the wife takes the kids, you help with the dishes.
我相信你叫朋友来，你太太绝对不会跟你吵架的。
And I believe that if you invite friends home, your wife will not have any objection.
为什么？会吵架
？Why is that they fight？
就是不懂得体谅
，because there is a lack of compassion。
好，所以在这里啊，当亚居拉带朋友啊、带保罗回来啊
，so when here Aquila brought Paul home，
这需要。这需要百基拉的配合啊
！This required the coordination with Priscilla.
哦，所以今天一个人要行善
，So if today one wants to do good，
今天一个人要做圣工
，If today one wants to do holy work，
今天一个人要在教会里面有用
，If today one wants to be useful in the church，
有时候是需要夫妻同时有这个同样的这个心智啊
！Many times it requires the shared mentality between husband and wife。
这个先生想要带保罗回来
，The husband wanted to bring Paul home。
如果太太非常反对
，If the wife was greatly opposed。
哦，这个朋友回来了，这个保罗回来了
，And here the friend Paul comes home。
如果太太心里非常不舒服啊
，If the wife doesn't feel easy about it。
家里的饭就是这么多，你还带一个回来吃饭
？We only have so much food. How is it that we're going to share this？
所以每次啊，要煮饭啊，炒菜的时候，就拿那个什么铲子这样锵锵锵锵锵，让你知道没菜了。
And so each time she would cook, she would make noise with the pots and pans pants to let the house know there is no enough food.
啊，然后啊，把饭拿出来啊，哐啊，爱吃不吃啊。
And then just throw the food on the table, eat it or not is your choice.
我想啊，保罗大概没有办法在那住很久啊。
I feel like if Paul saw this, he would leave right away.
啊，每天啊，饭越来越少。
Every day the food will be less and less.
啊，到最后就吃稀饭啊。
And in the end, they would just eat whatever leftovers were left.
哦，我想啊，保罗在那边待不住的啊。
And I think that Paul would not be willing to stay at that place.
所以啊，今天要懂得爱心的接待哦。
So today we need to show hospitality with love.
是需要一同的配合啊。
This requires coordination with husband and wife.
所以我们常讲婚姻为什么非常重要。
So why is it that we say that marriage is very important?
因为选择的错误可能会阻挡你侍奉神的心智。
Because a wrong decision in this regard might obstruct your determination to work for God.
今天如果你很愿意做圣工，
if today you are willing to work for God,
不管是先生还是太太哦，
be the wife or the husband.
如果你今天啊很希望、很喜欢、很愿意做圣工，
if today you are very willing, determined, and joyful about working for God,
但是你的另外一半非常的反对，
but your other half is very opposed.
不但反对，而且阻挡。
Not only opposed, but actually preventing you from doing.
每次你只要做圣工回来就吵架。
Every time you do holy work, you go home and fight.
每次你去聚会回来就吵架。
Every time you go to service, you go home and you fight.
我想啊，你要在教会里面啊努力做圣工非常困难啊。
I believe that it would be very hard for you to put your mind into doing God's work.
哦，所以今天一对夫妻要在神面前成为模范的夫妻。
So if a couple has become a model couple before the presence of God today,
他们必须要在信仰的价值观上面要有一个相同的。相同的程度啊。
Then they need to share a same level of value system.
两个都爱主。
Both need to love the Lord.
两个都喜欢聚会。
Both need to love coming to service.
两个都愿意做圣工。
Both need to love doing holy work.
两个人都读经祷告。
Both need to love to pray and to read Bible.
因为你有相同的共识，有相同的方向。
Because you have a shared consensus and a same direction.
所以你的婚姻关系啊，就会因为你的信仰越来越好。
So your marriage and your relationship, because of the faith, will become better and closer.
哦，没有什么比夫妻一同服侍神更美。
And there is nothing more beautiful than to serve a husband and wife.
哦，所以我们今天啊，如果你还没有结婚
，today if you are married,
哦，你在对将来配偶的选择要仔细的去想一想啊。
Please put some thought in the choice of your spouse.
哦，不要只找那个高的帅的啊。
Do not look at the tall and handsome.
哦，不要只找那个美的啊。
Do not look only at the pretty.
告诉你这些都会过去的啊。
I tell you, beauty fades.
哦，时间过去了。
And as time rolls by,
生了两个小孩。
And you have two kids.
再生两个。
And then two more.
哎，这原本娶的时候不是长这个样子啊。
Then you think, is this the person I married? She doesn't look like it.
哇，男生也是一样啊。
And the same to the husband.
哇，过了几年。
After a few years.
哎，突然发觉，哎，这个结婚的裤子不能穿啊。
How come that he doesn't fit in his wedding clothes anymore?
哎，这个皮带怎么绑不起来啦？
Why is it that the belt doesn't fit anymore?
哎，这个门怎么过不去啦？
Why is it that he cannot go through the door anymore?
你会发觉说，人都会变的啊。
And you see that people change.
如果说你的婚姻关系是只有建立在彼此的外貌之上啊。
If your marriage is only established on things that are outward and superficial.
长得高的、长得帅的我才要。
I only want a good looking and tall.
长头发、那个皮肤好的我才要。
Long hair, fair skin, that is my condition.
我告诉你啊，这一切都会过去啊。
I tell you, all these things will one day pass.
哦，所以到最后啊，维持夫妻关系什么是最好的方法啊？
In the end, what is it that remains and hold husband and wife together?
就是人生要有共同的目标跟共同的价值观。
It is a shared value system and a shared objective in life.
怎么样有共同的目标、共同价值观？
How do we come to an agreement in regards to our value system?
信仰上能够同步。
It is to be synchronized in our faith.
你跟我都爱神啊。
Both of us love God.
你跟我都喜欢去教会。
Both of us love going to church.
你跟我都喜欢喜欢做圣工。
Both of us love working for God.
有什么好吵架的？
Then what is there to fight about?
你做越多圣工，我越开心。
The more you work for God, the more joy I have.
让我跟你一起来。
And let me help you doing church work.
这就是美事啊。
This is a beautiful thing.
哦，所以在这里啊，要接待保罗。
So as it says here, they wanted to take Paul into the house.
是需要夫妻彼此的体谅和互相的配合。
But before this, they need to understand each other and have compassion on each other.
那不只是太太要愿意额外的努力啊。
Not only the wife had to do more work.
先生更要体谅到太太的困难。
The husband had to understand the difficulties of the wife.
这种彼此的体谅、彼此的尊重，才能够彼此的服侍。
This mutual understanding, it was bring people to serve together.
啊，我们看回来，我们来看的《使徒行传》哦。
Let us return to Acts.
我们看《使徒行传》的第十八章
，Acts chapter 18
的第二十六节
，verse 26。
我们看到是四节啊。
Let us see 24.
使徒行传的第十八章的第二十四节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 24.
二十四节，有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗，来到以弗所，他生在亚历山大，是有学问，最能讲解圣经。二十五节，这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人，只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。二十六节，他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、亚居拉听见，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解的更加详细。好，那这里我们看到有第三者出现了。
Now we see a third party appear.
哦，这对夫妻啊，他们生活当中出现了另外一个人啊。
In their lives, someone else appeared.
一个年轻人叫做亚波罗。
It's a young man called Apollos.
那这个亚波罗啊，虽然啊是个很热心的人啊。
Although Apollos was a very zealous person.
那这个亚波罗啊是很愿意啊为主道努力的人啊。
Although he was willing to spread the gospel.
啊，但是这里我们看到这个亚波罗啊，道理还不是很明白。
We see here that he was not well acquainted with the scriptures.
看到亚波罗这个人、啊、信仰还不是很成熟，
And we see that his faith had not matured yet.
所以呢这一对夫妻就把他接到家里来详细教导指引他道理啊。
Aquila and Priscilla took him in and took him aside to explain the truth to him more accurately.
要教导这个亚波罗，
In order to teach Apollos regarding the truth.
这一对夫妻必须要自己先懂道理，对不对？
Husband and wife might need to understand the truth beforehand.
如果他自己不懂道理，他拿什么要教导亚波罗？
If they didn't understand truth, what would they teach him?
他如果对耶稣的道不了解，他要教亚波罗什么？
If they do not know Jesus, how would they preach Jesus to him?
他怎么样能够指出亚波罗的错误？
How would they point out the mistakes of Apollos?
但是因为这一对夫妻对神的道非常了解，
But because Aquila and Priscilla were acquainted with the truth,
而且他愿意把亚波罗接到家里来教导他，
and they were willing to receive Apollos in their
home to teach him. 所以造就了使徒教会里一个非常重要的工人啊。
They trained up a very important worker in the apostolic church.
甚至保罗啊，都用亚波罗跟他在一起啊，当作是同工啊。
And he treats Apollos like a co-worker, like an equal.
他说啊，保罗撒种，亚波罗浇灌啊。
Paul sowed and Apollos watered.
神使他生长哦。
God gave the increase.
所以当保罗要讲一个跟他一样努力的工人，他第一个想到就是亚波罗啊。
So when Apollos Paul wanted to make an analogy and bring someone that is of the same stature. He mentioned Apollos.
你想很奇怪啊，他没有讲其他人啊。
And isn't it strange that he did not mention someone
else? 他没有讲说我保罗撒种，彼得浇灌的，没有啊。
He did not say Apollos sowed, Peter watered.
他没有讲说雅各浇灌啊。
Or James watered.
哦，他是讲什么？讲亚波罗啊。
He said Apollos.
所以在这里啊，我们看到亚波罗在当代是个非常重要的工人啊。
So from this we can see how important of a worker he was at the time.
但是这个重要的工人是怎么来的？
But how is it that he began working?
不是保罗教的、啊、
He is not taught by Paul
不是彼得教的、啊、
He is not trained by Peter
不是雅各教的、啊、
He is not trained by James
是这一对夫妻所带出来的、
啊、He was actually developed by Aquila and Priscilla、
哦、所以啊今天啊这一对夫妻的额外的努力啊
So because of the extraordinary effort of this husband and this wife
因为他们看见了这个年轻人有恩赐
Because of their vision of the gifts of this young man
因为他们看见这个年轻人对教会以后有用
And because they saw that this man was useful for the purpose of the church
所以他们愿意付出额外的努力啊
They were willing to pay the price
来教导这个年轻人
To put an extra effort to teach this young
man 也因为有这对夫妻的努力
And because of the effort of the husband and wife
造就了将来一个伟大的工人啊
They trained up a very important and great worker
啊，对我们今天的其实对我们今天来讲啊
And for us today
啊，或许我们不会把亚波罗带回家
Maybe we won't bring Apollos home
啊，但是如果这个亚波罗是我们的孩子呢
But if Apollos is our child then what
这个孩子是我们的
This is our child
我们要怎么样把他造就成为一个合乎主用的器皿
How do we train him to be a useful vessel for God
今天啊，孩子好像一对夫妻当中生命中的王啊
Today the kids are like the king in the family
啊，真的啊，你现在到哪里看啊，这个整个社会就是以孩子为中心的社会啊
No matter where you go in the society a family is our child centric
孩子喜欢什么你就买给他
Whatever the children want the family provides it for them
孩子想要什么你就带给你孩子想要去哪里你就带他去
Whatever the kid wants to go the family follows along
孩子想要去什么好学校你就砸锅卖铁也要让他读
And if the child has a dream to go to a certain school you work as hard as you can in order to send them there
有时候我看很多教会很多信徒、哦、
Sometimes when I see a members in church
明明生活已经蛮稳定的
I see that their life is established
啊但是啊工作还是非常辛苦啊
But still they work very very hard
哦有时候好像拿命在赚钱啊
Sometimes they are working almost to death
哎奇怪啊也不缺钱啊
And I see they have a decent living
啊生活也蛮好的啊
Their standard of living is quite high
为什么一天还要做十几个小时啊把自己做到死 死啦。
Why is it that they work 10 some hours a day?
有时候我就看不懂了，就问他们啊。
Sometimes because I do not understand, I ask them directly.
你知道我最常得到的答案是什么？
Do you know what is the most common answer?
就是我一个孩子，我要留一栋房子给他们啊。
I'm trying to save up some money to live a house for my children.
有时候我就想说啊，真的这么想不开啊。
So I think, why can't you be a little open-minded?
啊，当然啦，我们父母亲啊，想要为孩子留下最好的，这是我们父母亲爱孩子的表现啊。
Of course, our parents want the best, want the world for our children.
啊，但是留一栋房子给他，真的很有意义吗？
But is it truly meaningful to give them a house?
一个孩子一栋，哇，你看我付过给他们多少？
A house per child, this is your dream and your goal.
如果你的孩子没有教好，
But if you don't teach your children correctly,
啊，那个什么赌博啊，什么什么样样都来。
If they gamble, they become addicted to drugs, they smoke, they drink.
啊，请问你那房子能够撑多久？
And then, what is the purpose of a house for such a child?
啊，如果你的孩子不懂得孝顺，
Your children don't know how to honor their parents.
啊，对一栋房子不满意，
And they are unsatisfied with the house.
整天就盯着你，
And they stare at you the whole day.
看看这什么时候死啊，可以把遗产留给我啊。
And seeing when you die and take over your inheritance.
请问一下，你养这种孩子有什么意义？
Let me ask you, what is the point of bringing such children?
请问一下，你留一栋房子给他有什么价值？
And what is the value in life of such a house to these children?
所以今天呢，我们怎么样在教养我们的孩子。
How then do we educate our children?
我们愿意给他一切。
We are willing to give them everything.
我们给他最好的学业。
We give them the best education.
我们希望他去最好的学校。
We want them to go to the best school.
我们希望他能够找到最好的工作。
We want them to find the best jobs.
我们希望他能够富足快乐过一辈子。
We want them to live in abundance and joy and happiness.
所以我们不断的要他们读书读书复习。
We tell them, study, study, and study.
啊，但是我们所得到的是什么？
But what is that we receive in return?
我们跟孩子讲，读书就好，教会不用去。
We say, study, don't worry about church, don't go.
哇，你要去学校啊，宗教教育不用上没关系。
If you want to go to that university, then forget about RE.
所以教会信仰成为什么可抛的，可以抛掉的。
So then faith church becomes something secondary, something dispensable.
所以孩子啊，什么都会就是不懂，什么都会就是不会来教会。
So a child might be very versed in all things, but things related to God.
什么都懂就是不懂圣经。
They understand everything, all knowledge, but the knowledge of the Bible.
什么都有就是没有神在他的生命里面。
Everything but God in their lives.
所以到最后你教出什么来？
So in the end,What sort of child have you
你教出一个没有神不认识信仰的孩子。
It is a godless child without any faith.
请问你那栋房子给他干什么？
So then what is the use of the house?
啊，他最后不能得救啊。
They cannot be saved.
一辈子不认识神啊。
And their whole lives they do not know God.
患难当中没有依靠啊。
In the tribulation they have no reliance.
在恐惧淡惊当中结束自己的生活啊。
In terror they decide to end their own lives.
请问你那栋房子对他到底意义在哪里？
Let me ask you, what is the value and the meaning of that house?
所以啊，今天我们到底要留什么给孩子？
So what is that they want to leave our children?
这里啊，亚基拉、百居拉这对夫妻啊，把亚波罗接回家里啊。
Aquila and Priscilla here receive Paul into their house.
虽然不是他的孩子
，although he was not their child，
但是他用带孩子的方式来教导他。
They taught him as if he were.
哦，使得他什么，在信仰上长进，在道理上有认识。
So he can grow and develop himself in the faith and the knowledge of God.
到最后，在神的家中有价值。
And the end, be a useful worker in the household of God.
所以我们今天要怎么带我们的孩子
？So today, how to educate our children?
哦，今天神把孩子托付给我们。
Today, God has handed over our children to us.
圣经里面说孩子是什么？是神所托付的产业啊。
Just like the Bible says, they're the inheritance that is given to us.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
意思孩子不是你的啊。
Meaning that the children are not yours.
暂时交在你手下而已啊。
They are temporarily put under your care.
到最后你要跟神算账的啊。
In the end, you shall give an account to God.
你请问你到最后跟神算账的时候。
So let me ask you, when the account is brought up, what
shall be said? 神说我托付了三个孩子给你。
God says, here, I have given you three children.
该还我了吧。
Now it's payback time.
请问你这还三个孩子在哪里？
Let us see, where are these three children?
你说哎呀，他们在大公司里面上班啊。
You say, oh, they have a job in this large company.
你看她嫁给一个很有钱的人家里啊。
And see, my daughter, she was married to a very rich family.
哇，你看她有好几栋房子啊。
See, they own many, many houses.
神说我的孩子在哪里？
God repeats, where are my children?
你最后一无所有啊。
In the end, you end up empty-handed.
因为你这三个孩子已经在神眼里已经没有了嘛。
Because in God's eyes, these three children have already vanished.
所以啊，今天啊，这一对好的夫妻啊
，So for this model couple，
教养孩童，使他走当行的道哦。
And they teach their children that they may know the road on which to tread。
行在神的道中，到老也不偏离啊。
So that even at old age they shall not depart from it。
行在神的道中，到最后活出一个信仰的生活啊。
Walking on God's way, they are able to have life full of faith。
活在神的道中，最后在神家中有用啊。
Through God's way, they can become useful in the house of God。
所以神把孩子托付给我们。
So God today handed over children to us。
我们有责任并且有必要 在信仰当中教导他们。
We have the responsibility, and they need to teach them in faith.
这里说将神的道讲解得更加详细啊。
It says here that they taught the way of God more accurately.
所以神托付的孩子给你。
So God today has given you His children.
请问你的孩子今天在教会吗
？Let me ask you, are your children here at church?
请问你的孩子懂得神的道吗
？Let me ask you, do you understand the truth?
请问你的孩子能够在神的道上更加详细了解吗
？Can they more accurately understand the truth of the Bible？
我们看回来，我们看回来啊、我们看啊、罗马书哦。
Let us turn to the book of Romans。
我们看罗马书的第十六章啊、哦。
Romans chapter 16。
罗马书第十六章。
Romans chapter 16。
第三节。
Verse 3。
罗马书的第十六章的第三节
Romans 16 verse 3
第三节
3.
问百基拉和雅居拉安他们在基督耶稣里与我同工第四节
4.
也为我的命将自己的颈项置之度外不但我感谢他们就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们好那这里我们看到啊，啊，这里讲说啊，这一对夫妻啊是共同参与圣工的啊。
He mentions husband and wife work together.
哦，啊，这对夫妻啊，不只是在信仰上同步
，and not only they work together in the faith，
不只是在爱心上同步
，not only they work together in love，
不只在教养下一代上同步
，not only they work together in bringing up the next generation。
他们更为了信仰的缘故，在信仰上圣工上同步啊。
But moreover, for the sake of the faith, for the sake of God, they work together。
哦，啊，在这里我们看到啊，这对夫妻搬家了哦。
Here we see that they moved.
啊，其实这对夫妻搬家搬很多次哦。
And they actually moved many, many times.
哦，他们为什么搬家
？Why is it they moved about?
为了福音的缘故哦。
It's for the sake of the gospel.
很有趣啊，他们有时候是哦，因为保罗传福音，他们就跟着搬着走啊。
Interestingly, sometimes they moved just because Paul decided to preach somewhere else.
哦，啊，到现在，因为啊，他们因为在这里，他们离开了。他们搬回罗马，又搬回罗马去了。
And at this point here, we see that they move back to Rome.
因为要到罗马去把福音带到罗马。
In order to come home to Rome and preach the gospel.
所以你看到这一对夫妻啊，他们的行动啊，两个都同步哦。
We see the couple really work together.
啊，价值观相同才能够同步。
The value system is together. That's why they are able to work together.
对圣工的重视相同才能够同步啊。
They have this place the same importance of holy war. That is why they work together.
能够一同回到罗马，为了福音的缘故啊。
Together, they return to Rome for the sake of the gospel.
哦，这个时候啊，我们在想哦。
Now we think.
常常搬家啊，是一件很困难的事情啊。对很多人来讲啊。
To many people, moving is a great hassle.
尤其是对那个很喜欢买东西的人来讲啊。
Especially for those who like to store up things at home.
哇，你看，有时候最近。哦、不是最近啊，对不起啊，有人搬家的话，哦、
sometimes when people move，
有时候去看看啊，真的想说，哇，这是怎么回事啊？
Sometimes visit people who just want scratch my head thinking how can this be？
为什么有办法累积这么多的东西啊
？How on earth did they accumulate so many things？
哦，不但搬家啊，新的搬家。要搬家，要租车，还要租那个 storage， 还要租那个仓库啊。
Not only they need to rent a place, rent a truck, they also need to rent additional storage.
有时候我们如果很少搬家的人哦
，and sometimes when we don't move that often，
你搬一次家很要命啊。
We feel that it is very, very hard to move just once.
啊，但是如果一个常常搬家的人哦
，but if a person moves often，
你就会发觉说你东西会越来越少。
Then you discover that your possession is less and less.
为什么东西越来越少
？Why is it that the number of possessions？
因为每一次你搬家就会丢东西。
Because each time you move, you throw things away.
你会把很多你用不到的东西啊，你就发觉哎，你需要，你想要跟你需要是完全不一样的事情啊。
You realize you can dispense many things because the things that you need are different from the things that you want.
啊，我还记得我第一次去非洲的时候哦
，Remember the first time I visit Africa，
哇，带的东西超级多啊
！I brought a lot of things with me，
哇，大包小包啊，什么？我想说非洲大概什么都没有嘛， in, 所以什么都带了。
In my luggage, I brought things great and small because I think that in Africa there was nothing。
带了两大箱的那个什么 checking 的行李啊
！I brought two large suitcases that I checked in。
啊，我们连那个卫生纸都带了
，even a roll of toilet paper I brought with me。
哦，结果到非洲才发觉自己有够傻。
In Africa, I discovered that this was silly。
啊，非洲什么都有啊
！In Africa, I could find anything I needed。
非洲很乡下很乡下的地方还看到可口可乐啊
Even in the more rural areas I could come across Coca-Cola
我还看到康宝浓汤
And also North soup
哦、啊、所以啊这所以啊 因为没有去过嘛。
Because I never went there.
所以第一次去啊, 什么都不知道, 就带很多啊。
The first time I thought to be well prepared, I didn't know.
去那里才知道要命啦。
And only after that, I discovered it was a hassle to have so many things.
因为有时候啊, 你要拖着行李走一两个小时啊。
Because sometimes you need to walk on foot with your luggage for 2 hours.
不好意思叫别人帮你拿吧。
And you are a little embarrassed to ask someone to help you with your luggage.
所以啊, 第一次去瘦很多, 就是因为这样子啊。
So the first time I suffered much because of this.
哇，那个扛着两个大行李, 这样走几个小时啊, 真是要命啊。
I had the two suitcases dragging on for hours. This is quite tough.
但是啊, 当你多旅行几次啊,
but the more you travel,
多跑几次, 你会发现说你东西越来越少啊。
The more often you travel, you realize that you can travel more, travel lighter.
有时候啊, 一个 carry on啊, 就一个 carry on啊, 两三个礼拜都没有问题啊。
Sometimes your carry on can last you 2-3 weeks without any problem.
我第一次去非洲的时候啊, 带了12件的衬衫跟 8件10件的裤子啊。
The first time I went, I actually bought 12 dress shirts and 8 pair of trousers.
我第二次去的时候啊, 2件衣服2件裤子啊, 一个月啊。
The second is 2 shirts, 2 pair of pants for 2 months.
反正也没有水可以洗啊。
I said there is no water. Anyway,
所以我到那里学了一件事情哦。
So there, this is what I learned.
他们告诉我说, 你怎么看, 你怎么知道一个人在非洲, 一个人在非洲待了多久哦。
They told me, how do you know how long a person has been in Africa?
他说你怎么知道哦, 一个就是外面来的那个帮忙的, 帮忙圣工的, 志工哦, 一个人在非洲待了多久啊?
How can you know how long a volunteer has been in Africa?
他说你看他的袖口在哪里啊?
You see how long their sleeves are.
当他还在这里的时候,他还刚到而已啊。
When their sleeves are to the wrist, then it means they just got there.
到这里的时候,大概已经去两个礼拜了啊。
And when they roll out the sleeve to about here, they've been there for 2 weeks.
到这边的时候,他准备要回家了。
To the elbow, it's about time for them to go home.
很脏怎么办? 往上卷一下就好了。
Because what they do, when it gets dirty, they roll it up to cover.
所以你会看到,有时候你看照片,你会发觉 大家的袖口袖子越来越高越来越高啊。
So when you see pictures in chronological order when they visit Africa, the sleeve becomes shorter and shorter.
你就知道他快要回家啦。
You know that they are about to go home.
所以有时候你常搬家,
So if you move often,
你常旅行带的东西越来越少。
If you travel often, you can travel lighter and lighter.
你常搬家, 带的东西你买你拥有的东西也会越来越少。
The more you move, the less things that you're inclined to purchase.
你会发觉说你需要的东西其实没有那么多。
Because you realize that in order to live, you don't need that many things.
所以有时候啊搬几次家, 你会发觉说啊, 你对你需要跟你想要会越来越清楚啊。
And when you move, the more you move, you realize that what you need and what you want are actually different things.
你搬家你才知道说你浪费多少钱买一些你根本不用的东西。
When you move, you realize how much money you wasted on things you don't know.
但是你看啊, 这一对夫妻啊, 常常搬家啊。
You see that equivalent Priscilla move all the time.
因为他们常常搬家, 所以我想他们东西越来越少啊。
And because they move all the time, I believe they have very few possessions.
所以到最后他们的人生目标在哪里?
So in the end, where did they place their objective life?
人生目标不在于累积世界上所拥有的财富啊。
The goal of life is not concerned in accumulating things of this world.
不是说, 哎呀, 我织了多少帐篷啊, 一直放在这, 越放越多啊。
It doesn't mean I made so many tents, and the more tents I have, the more well off I am.
当他常常搬家,
when they move all the time,
到最后他们只留下他们够用的就可以了。
And they were left with the very essentials.
人生的目标在哪里?
What is the goal in life?
跟着保罗走。
It is to follow Paul.
人生的价值在哪里?
What is the value in life?
活出传福音的生活。
It is to lead a life of preaching the gospel.
所以可能他们越搬家东西拥有越少。
So it could be the more they move, the less they had.
好像他们损失了。
It seems like a loss.
但是他们越搬家圣工做得越多。
But the more they move, the more they work for God.
到最后积存财宝在天上。
And then the treasures they store were in heaven.
所以今天不是说叫我们信徒要搬家。
So today I'm not encouraging everyone to move.
但是有时候啊, 我们可以想一想, 我们生活当中到底重点在哪里。
But sometimes it pays to ponder, where are we putting our emphasis?
你每天去工作,
every day you go to work.
你每天赚钱,
every day you make a living.
你每天努力,
every day you try your best.
你到底努力的 目标跟价值是什么?
But why do you work? For what do you work?
小房子换大房子。
It is to move into a bigger house.
小车子换大车子。
Is it to have a better car?
布沙发变皮沙发。
Is it to move from a cloth couch to a leather couch?
从吃青菜变成吃牛肉。
From eating vegetables to eating beef.
请问然后呢?
And then what?
除了这些以外, 你人生的价值到底是什么?
After you maybe accomplish this, what is your objective then in life?
看到什么都想买。
To buy whatever you see.
一直家里一直堆一直堆一直堆, 越堆东西越堆越多。
To accumulate things in church.
结果堆,
at home.
东西堆很多, 能够生活的空间越来越小。
And the more you accumulate things in your house, the less space you have for actual living.
舍不得丢, 活得很辛苦。
You are unwilling to throw out things that you live with this problem.
就像希伯来书里面告诉我们的,
就像 Book of Hebrews
说, 被世间的缠累, 缠住了。
That we are bound by the things of this world.
所以希伯来书说，你飞不起来，为什么你飞不起来？
So the book of Hebrews says that you cannot take flight, but why?
因为你被世界的缠累绑住了。
Because you are being dragged down by the things of the world.
你身上背负很多的重担。
You have many burdens on the shoulder.
你想要的东西太多。
You want too many things.
你认为你拥有的太少。
And you think that you possess too little.
所以你只是不断的追求，累积更多。
So what you do is to pursue to buy accumulate more things.
到最后你什么都有了。
And in the end, when you have everything.
但是在天上你什么都没有。
In heaven, you have nothing.
就像神对那个无知的财主讲啊。
This is what Paul tells the foolish young man.
他说：“今夜要你的灵魂，你累积的到底要给谁呢？”
Today, I will seek your soul. To whom shall you give your riches?
圣经里面对这个无知财主的结论是什么
？And to this foolish rich man, what is the conclusion about this?
在世间富足，在神面前贫穷。
He was rich in this world, but poor in God's eyes.
到最后，人生毫无价值。
And in the end, his life was absolutely meaningless.
所以有时候常常搬家会让我们想一想，我到底真的要什么？
When we move, we ponder upon the question, what is it that I want?
会让我想一想说，我到底需要什么？我到底追求什么？
Make us think, what is it that I'm pursuing this life? What is it that I need?
我的价值到底在哪里？
What is my goal in life?
是我这个仓库，是我这个家里的储藏室里面一堆又一堆用不上的东西吗？
Is my objective in life to accumulate as many things as possible in the attic?
还是要在这个有限的人生里面寻找一个更高的价值，活出服侍神的生活？
Or is it to seek a higher value in this life and serve God?
所以这一对夫妻要搬家。
When this husband and this wife wanted to move,
他们要抛弃很多东西。
They had to let go of many things.
抛弃他们习惯的环境。
Let go of the environment they were used
to. 抛弃他们新交的朋友。
Let go of their new friends.
抛弃刚刚装潢好的房子。
Let go of their newly renovated home.
抛弃刚刚买的名牌。
Let go of their clothes that they just purchased.
为了信仰的缘故，抛下一切，跟着保罗走。
For the sake of the faith, they let go of everything to follow.
我们今天不用一定要搬家。
Today we don't have to move.
啊，不是说哎呀，聚会完之后啊，赶快呀，把房子卖掉啊，赶快搬家。
No, that after service we rush to a real estate agent to sell our homes.
人搬不搬家是一回事啊。
Whether we move or not is not the matter.
心搬不搬家就不一样啊。
What matters is whether we are willing to move in our heart.
所以圣经里面讲说亚伯拉罕啊。
Therefore the Bible mentions the example of Abraham.
他说他虽然住在世间
，although he lived in the world.
他虽然过着富足的生活
，although he dwelt a life of wealth.
虽然他拥有的很多
，although he had many possessions.
但是对亚伯拉罕来讲啊
，to Abraham，
他眼睛是不看这些的。
His eyes were not set on these things。
他说啊，只是世界上只是寄居客旅而已啊。
But he said he was a sojourner in this world。
希伯来书里面讲说，亚伯拉罕仰望天上更美的家乡啊。
He says that he looked upon a heavenly home。
啊，保罗也是啊。
The same thing applies to Paul。
保罗在世界上受很多苦啊。
He suffered much in this world。
但是圣经里面讲说保罗看到那个将来更美的极重无比的荣耀。
But the Bible says that Paul looked upon the everlasting, unperishing glory。
所以对他们来讲，不管世界上是富足还是贫穷
，So as to these saints of old, no matter if they were in poverty or in wealth。
不管在世人的眼里他是有成就还是很普通
whether in the world in the eyes of the world they were successful or not
对他们来讲这都不重要啊
so then this was not important
因为他们的眼睛都在看我天上的银行到底存了多少钱
because their eyes were set on their heavenly bank account seeing how much funds they have
所以不要比你世界上有什么
so don't compare to others what you have in this world
哦，你带个名牌我下个礼拜带个更贵的名牌来
you're wearing very expensive clothes I'll bring something more expensive next week
哦，你在银行有钱我在银行里要比你更有钱
if you haveA lot of money in the bank, then I shall work in that direction.
这些都会过去啊。
These things all will pass.
哦，只是你要比哦，比你天上有什么啊
？If you want to compare, then compare what you have in heaven.
那真的啊，如果主耶稣让我们。如果主耶稣愿意啊，让我们开开我们的眼睛啊
！Truly, the Lord willing to open our sight.
真的、啊，如果说、哦、主愿意哦，让我们每个人呐、啊，祷告的时候突然都眼睛都打开哦。
The Lord willing, maybe our eyes can be open when we pray.
让我们再看到哦，我们天国的存款簿哦。
And we can see our bank records in the world.In heaven.
我想有些人啊，可能晚上睡不着了。
I think that many of you might not be able to sleep tonight.
红字、赤字、负债。
You're all in the red, all negative, all debts.
啊，还有的已经准备要被 terminate， 要被账号要被关起来了。
Some are foreclosed or at the board of bankruptcy.
哦，如果今天真的让我们看见我们天国的存款簿啊
，If today we will to see our heavenly account，
我想你啊不会再抱着你啊在银行里面，在世界上银行的存款簿在那抱着他睡觉，你不会再抱着他睡觉啦。
I believe that that you won't care about how much money you have in the bank when you go to sleep.
你不会再拼命赚钱，把钱塞在你的床底下，把钱塞在你的枕头套里面啦。
You worked to death in order to put money under your mattress.
哇，我睡在很多钱上面啊。
Oh, I sleep under a lot of wealth.
如果今天让你看见你天国的存款簿哦。
But if today you were to see how much money you have in your heavenly bank account.
不但没有存钱，还欠神钱啊。
Not only you don't have anything, you actually had a debt to God.
不是什么 VIP account 啊，是快要被 terminate， 快要被关掉了。
You don't have a VIP premium account. It's an account about to be closed.
我想说你不会再去看你世界上有多少钱了。
I believe that you won't place your sight on the money.
开始悔改啊。
But you will begin to repent.
放下世界上所拥有的，开始做圣工啊。
You will let go everything from this world and work for God.
哦，所以啊，今天求神让我们看清楚啊。
So today may God give us this sight.
让我们的心能够搬家。
Give us this vision so that in our hearts we are willing to move.
借着心的搬家，让我们对世界上的需要越来越少。
And to the moving through the moving of our hearts, we can have a fewer needs in this world.
努力我们所需要的。
And strive to the things that we truly need.
看清我们所想要的。
Have the vision to see the things that we truly want.
不再被世界绑住。
Not be longer bound by this world.
像这一对夫妻一样啊。
Just like Will and Priscilla.
我们看回来，哥林多前书哦。
Let's return to 1 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书的第十六章
First Corinthians chapter 16
第十九节
First 19
哥林多前书的第十六章第十九节
First Corinthians chapter 16 verse 19
而在这里说亚西亚的众教会问你们的安雅居拉和百基拉并在他们家里的教会因主多多地问你们安好而这里啊这里讲到这一对夫妻啊最后的形容哦
And this is the last description that gives about Aquila and Priscilla
就是家中有教会啊
And the main thing mentioned is the church in their home
所以我们看到这一对夫妻啊真的啊圣经里面、啊、对他们的讲到他们啊真的是充满了赞美啊
And indeed when we see the recordings regarding Aquila and Priscilla the Bible it is full of praise and adoration
夫妻同心同行
Husband and wife walk together and in one same accord
夫妻有爱心接待
And they receive this guest in their home with love
夫妻重视信仰传承教导
Husband and wife place a great deal of importance into the passing on to the next generation
夫妻放下世界一同追求信仰
Husband and wife let go of the world in order to pursue faith
到最后这里说他们家中有教会啊
And in the end we are told that there is a church in their house
什么叫家中有教会
What is the meaning of having a church in the
house 不是只有说在他们家里有家庭聚会啊
This doesn't only mean that they have family service
有的信徒很不错哦
Some members are quite good in this regard
他们很愿意打开他们的家邀请大家去他们家聚会啊
They joyfully open the doors of their homes for service
哦，这个是要感谢神的
This is something to be thankful to God about
要纪念他们的爱心
And God will remember their love
因为要接待大家去家里聚会啊、不容易啊
Because to receive and accept everyone into one's house for services、
啊、有时候啊小孩子这个给你打破那个给你弄脏你怎么办
Sometimes the kids that visit your house break this or dirty that、
哦、你人家要来你家你要整理要准备啊
When people come home you need to prepare the house tidy up a little
所以这个是爱心
This is a work of love、
啊、但是这里讲说家中的教会不只是这样子而已哦
But to have a church in the house is not,、this is not all in
这里讲的是信仰生活化
What we are talking about is to bring faith into our daily living.
他们的生活本身就是一个信仰。
Their life was a life of faith.
他们存在的本身就是一种见证。
And their existence itself was a testimony.
他们家里有神同在。
In their house there was the abundance of God.
所以这是神的教会。
And therefore it became the church of God.
不管他们，不管谁去他们家。
No matter who went to the house.
都能够看见信仰，看见神。
Was able to see their faith, to see God.
就像啊，在约翰福音里面讲啊。
This is just like the Gospel of John said.
有两个门徒要说啊，主耶稣啊，你住在哪里啊
？The two disciples that says, where do you dwell, Master?
耶稣说，你来看。
Jesus says, come and see.
他们看了，他们就信了。
And when they went, they believed.
他们的家就是教会。
Their house was a church.
耶稣走到哪里，教会就在哪里。
And wherever Jesus went, that place became a church.
因为耶稣的家，耶稣的生活就是一个活见证。
Because Jesus' life is in itself a living testimony.
这对夫妻也是一样啊。
The same thing applies to this couple.
他们不管走到哪里，常常搬家，搬到哪里，家里就是教会啊。
no matter where they went, no matter where they moved, their home became a church.
因为他们的家里夫妻的相处，家里的预备对信仰的观念，就是一个活见证。
Because their relationship, their interaction, and the way they place importance in the faith became a living testimony for Christ.
所以只要有人去他们家，就看到神。
So whoever went to their house saw God.
有人认识他们，就信了耶稣。
Whoever knew them, they knew and believed in Jesus.
这叫做信仰生活化。
This is what we call to bring faith into our
lives. 这叫做家中的教会。
This is what we call the church.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们啊。
May the Lord help us.
所以我们每一个人呐、啊，能够像这对夫妻来学习啊。
So all of us can model after this couple.
到最后，使我们的家如同教会一般。
In the end, let our home become like a church.
里面看见神的爱。
In it we see God's love.
里面看见对神的信心。
In it we see faith towards God.
更在生活当中让人看见神的恩典以及祝福。
And moreover, let us show others how God's grace and blessing are present in our lives.
使像保罗到最后啊，保罗人生走到最尾啊。
So that in the end, we see Paul's life.
提摩太后书保罗人生的最结尾，他讲到什么？
And in 2 Timothy, when Paul gives his last word, what does he say?
他最后想到的还是这一对夫妻。
What he remembers still is this couple.
在人眼中成功。
And they were successful in the eyes of men.
在社会当中成功。
They were successful in society.
更在神的眼中成功。
But even more successful in the eyes of God.
愿主耶稣帮助。
May the Lord help us.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
112首。
112。
特别为身体健安心灵软弱的弟兄姐妹代祷。
We pray, please remember those brothers and sisters who are weak in health or in spirit.
教会里面有一些弟兄姐妹已经生病了一段时间哦。
There are many brothers and sisters in our church who have been sick for a while.
但是很多他们能虽然身体有病痛，但是仍然来聚会哦。
Although they are physically sick, still they come to service. Thank God.
我们求主耶稣能够特别纪念、帮助扶持。
We ask our Lord Jesus Christ to help them, support them in their troubles.
我们特别为李真言姐妹祷告。
Let us pray for Sister 李真言。
因为她在6月26号将要动一个手术哦。
Who in June 26 will undergo surgery.
我们求主耶稣看顾哦。
We ask the Lord to watch over her.
我们在祷告当中也特别为下午的聚会以及明天的婚礼来代祷。
We pray, let us also pray for this afternoon service and tomorrow's wedding.
求主耶稣让我们一切活动都能进行得非常顺利。
May the Lord lead us so that everything can come to a smooth conclusion.
生命中看见神的恩。
And in our lives, may we see God.
好，我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us pray together.